Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Audrey.
That is an impressive title, and I love the fact that you've got all the knowledge to back it up. And fun stuff, too. Today's topic, you tell me, is henbit, which sounds like, you know, some kind of weird vampire chicken movie, but no, that it's actually something better than that.
Yes. You know, I always cringe when I see people post their senior pictures and they're so proud of this purple field that they are standing in. And I just laugh because they're standing in a field of weeds that most farmers and ranchers and even lawn care enthusiasts are cringing at because they are a very undesirable thing. Yet they are pretty. It is not something that, you know, is necessarily something that we're looking for. And so I know a lot of you have probably been out driving around and have noticed the massive fields of purple flowers. It's a kind of a ground cover, not very tall, and that's called henbit. And we see these in fields that are waiting to be tilled to put crops in. We don't see it so much on the pasture side of things, but we will see it in our home lawns as well. And so henbit and chickweed are probably the two things that we see in our lawns right now that we aren't sure what to do with. And so the henbit is a purple flower, and then the chickweed is the white flower. And if we see those in our lawn, it's probably not a great thing. These are winter annuals. What that means is they will actually sprout in the fall time, and then they'll remain dormant over the winter, and it takes over. And even though it's low growing, still is very invasive to things. So right now, you may think, oh, what can I do? Is it too late to take care of them? Honestly, yes. As they start to flower in the spring, it's getting too late to kill this weed with a herbicide. If we spray something on them like 2,4-D, a weed be gone or something like that, it will slow them down. But if we are wanting to absolutely get those killed back, we'd want to do that in the fall. But remember, these are a winter annual, so they will die back as soon as the weather turns hot. And so that's why we're seeing it right now with our cool temperatures. And as we mow our lawn, those will go away. And like I said, a lot of the fields that we see it in, once those farmers till that up and plant whatever crop it is, it will take care of that. So right now, just think about planning ahead for October, that if you're wanting to eliminate henbit or chickweed or other fall annuals in your yard, it might not be a bad idea to do some type of 2,4-D application or a weed and feed. You can also do a pre-emergent herbicide for our lawns in late September, but do keep in mind that if you're doing that on your lawn that you've just put grass seed down, you won't want to do that because it will keep your grass seed from sprouting and taking a good hold. Also, if you do spray in the fall, you may have to do some herbicides early in the spring before it puts on too much growth, and that's the best way to take care of it. Like I said, it is an annual, and so once you get that taken care of, you shouldn't have that. But do keep in mind, like all weeds, you do have to keep up on them. They will start showing themselves again. And the other thing to think about is you kill some of these weeds out of your lawn, that you may want to do some reseeding or some patch seeding, because as you kill one weed out, you may get another. So if you have a fescue on, it may not be a bad idea. This spring, as that henbit starts to die out, as things get warmer, you might think about putting in some fescue because that will help take care of it as well. So doing a herbicide in the fall, spot treat in the spring, and reseeding your lawn in some of those spots will definitely help take care of it. So that is the story on the purple flowers that you are seeing in some of our fields out there. That it is henbit, and chickweed and henbit are going to start being very prevalent in your lawns right now too. So I just thought that would be a good current topic as to something that's out there right now.
There is one other way to get rid of non-desirable plants, and that is to have me deliberately plant them. They will come up and disintegrate, I guarantee. I've tried it with flowers. I've tried it with vegetables.
Or move to the south where they just rock everything and they don't have yards, right?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, El Paso, everything is gravel. Painted green, right. Make it look friendly. No. But yeah, if you have me planted, it's almost guaranteed to die. So there we go. Another cheap and easy way of taking care of it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, henbit. Now I know for sure what that stuff is called. I knew it was something that was not exactly wanted in fields and all, but I couldn't place a name to it. So thank you for that piece of information.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Well, we will be talking to you again soon, and we look forward to a few more interesting surprises. You've always got something good for us. I love it. Okay, we'll catch up with you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.